WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinern. A College Station man remains in jail, charged with one count of indecent exposure after Bryan police say they had insufficient evidence to charge him with a second. 23-year-old Calvin Coffer was arrested Wednesday night after knocking on the back door of what turned out to be a university police officer's house in Austin Estates. The officer directed him to the front door and realized the suspect matched the description of someone wanted for exposing himself to two women. That morning, a victim told police Coffer's minivan was blocking her car on Western Street, northeast of the Boonville Cemetery. She said he was touching himself inside his vehicle, but left quickly after she saw him. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a second incident an hour later involving a female jogger did not have enough evidence to levy an additional charge. Coffer is also charged with trespass and driving with an invalid license. He's held on bonds totaling $52,000. The 2014 Special Olympics U.S. Games are underway in Newark, New Jersey, and a local team secured a silver medal on Thursday. On-air personality Katie Dempsey from sister station Candy 95 is a player on the local flag football team, the Goose Bombers. She says the preparation for nationals was intense.
We have been practicing for the last 2 years, actually, to get to nationals.
Just to get to this point.
We had to be chosen. Yes, we had to be chosen. We won state 2 years ago, and then you have to get picked to go to nationals. And so we were the team that was picked, and ever since we got chosen, we've been practicing here and there. The last 8 months, we really kind of beefed it up.
She says the team practiced twice a week for the past 8 months.
We've been practicing for the last 2 years. You know, they were the team to beat. We went into the medal rounds as the top seeded team in the top division, and we've won our first medal round, lost our second, got the silver. We did not bring our total A game today, but I tell you what, we fought hard and we fought till the very last second.
Dempsey is currently traveling back to Texas and says well wishes can be offered to the team on Candy 95's Facebook page. The College Station Police Department is asking for your help to identify a suspect involved in several thefts, burglaries, and credit card abuse cases. Officers responded Monday to reports involving two different victims. They say the suspect entered two different fitness facilities and broke into lockers. Missing property included credit cards, which were used a short time later at local businesses. A suspect description can be found at WTAW.com. The State Highway 130 Concessions Company, which owns the southern half of the 85-mile-an-hour toll road, is dangerously close to defaulting on its debt, according to a new report by Moody's.
In fact, Moody's says revenue this year will be worse than last year. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall said this should be a warning to local governments planning toll roads statewide.
Texans do not want their roads tolled. This road made no sense in the first place. It's not financially feasible. No one's driving on it. And it is going to go bankrupt.
She says taxpayers have to be vigilant to make sure the feds don't bail out the project. She says nearly half of its $1.1 billion debt is in federally guaranteed loans. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See us at normangytractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
If there were three words to describe Fred and Fred's Seafood Market, it would be fresh, fresher, and freshest. In fact, if it were any fresher, it'd be in the sea. One bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you can taste the difference. And most of Fred and Fred's seafood are wild caught, not farm raised, which increases the nutrition for you. Fish is packed with protein, vitamins, and nutrients that can lower blood pressure and help reduce the risk of a heart attack or stroke. It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure in control, but there's still a fair amount of moisture across the state this morning, so I think we're partly sunny at worst and probably mostly sunny at best today. Highs 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine tomorrow. We'll see temperatures peaking at 90 to 95 through tomorrow afternoon, and it's actually the first day of summer. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Partial sun Sunday, and again, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Again, Rob, not from around here. He thinks it's better to have a lot of sun. He'd be wrong about that. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station.
Hey.
You know, as I've been wanting to make sure everybody understands, and hopefully the elected officials are now breathing a sigh of relief, we've lost our contract with Jethro Trivia, so we don't have those questions anymore.
I didn't realize it was a contract thing.
Well, it was the one of the prep services. So that means, if I know, see?
I was two out of three.
I know, you had a great batting average, Carl Mooney here this morning. So what that means is that we could still do it, but that would mean I would have to actually go find the questions. And as Chase Murphy used to say, that smacks of effort, so why would we want to do that? But I'll see. We may in fact, be able to come up with some in the meantime. But we have a guest this morning.
We do. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney.
Yep. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Let's talk, first of all, about kind of a rearranging of the upper administration in the city. We now have a new assistant city manager who was familiar to the area.
Yeah, Jeff Capps has moved up. Kathy Merrill has moved on to other things, and Jeff is, I know, excited and was not at all hesitant when the offer was made to him to take a step up, and I think Jeff will do a commendable job because he's got that experience, knowing how our emergency folks, our fire, our EMTs, and police officers work, and it'll enable him to make sure that we're moving in the right directions in all of those areas. We've done some good work in the fire department in recent years with the addition of other stations, but now we've got Station 7 that we're going to be looking at down on Greens Prairie. And then, you know, with that new development coming up over there where the Speedway is in a few years, we might be needing to think about something a little farther south.
Well, as a member of council, how was it explained to you that there was a need for an assistant city manager to oversee first responders?
Well, that was actually part of Kathy Merrill's responsibilities. So it was just really moving those duties on to the next person who filled those shoes.
I got you. Also, since last time certainly you were in here, we've council has gone ahead to move forward with the library project, some expansion there, and I'd like to get your thoughts there.
That's exciting. You know, the bond issue was passed in 2008, and I've been one of those council members who have said, hey, wait a minute, this is just taking way too long. Let's get moving on this. And a number of folks had contacted myself as well as others on the council and said, when is this going to happen? Well, and a lot has happened with libraries, too, since 2008. I mean, San Antonio, for example, opened up a library that's all digital. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at those needs and changes, and we had an audit done. I'm also on the audit committee for the city, and that was very thorough, and we contacted the folks not just in College Station, but, of course, Bryan, because we're part of that sister city's combination of effort. And found that there were a number of things that we can do, increasing meeting space. Children's space in particular, especially in the summer months, is at a premium. Sure. So that'll be exciting to see us move on. And we think by 2016, we will have a revamped new library.
Well, actually, you know, this may end up being a situation where the slower progress works to your advantage because of the technological advancements that have taken place.
It really does. It really does. So we're looking forward as merging these two things, because a lot of folks still like to come in and get a book and be able to hold it in
yeah,
their hands.
Yeah, yeah. We're old. I'm older. I kind of enjoy that as opposed to that little nook thing or whatever. Carl Mooney joining us this morning. Opportunity for you to kind of give me some background from your point of view. Obviously, a lot of the area
maybe the entire Brazos County is sitting under oil and gas that may need to be taken out of there. To find out where that is kind of an intrusive project.
It is, you know, and we actually had a company that came before council a few weeks ago, two meetings ago, and was asking if they could go around and explore different areas of town, and we put a hold on that. We said, well, wait a minute, we want to know a little bit more about just not just what they're doing, but what the end result might be. So we're kind of taking the Denton viewpoint right now and moving slowly and trying to figure out where do we want to allow this type of exploration to go on. And more importantly, what are the long-term effects? TCEQ has just kind of put a stop on one investigation that they were doing. And so we've got to really look at some of the private sectors, maybe even looking at Texas A&M to give us some ideas about what the end result might actually be.
Well, am I right in saying, though, that staff had said that this is something that council might want to go ahead and move forward on?
Initially, yes. And I think staff was kind of surprised that council took this very conservative approach.
Okay. Carl Mooney joining us this morning. Of course, you continue to talk about rental registration. This thing is, I don't know, we'll call it tabled, but it's kicked down the road. I mean, it's a difficult, it's still as complicated as it was when we started talking about it more than a year ago.
Well, it is. And you know, we're not just looking at what other cities in Texas have done. In fact, I actually did some research, and one of the real issues that we have is this identification or definition of what a family is. That came back to bite us a few years ago, back when Aspen Heights was first created. That was supposed to be single-family housing, and that word family was tossed about by lawyers in the courts, and it got opened up to being just about anybody who lives under the same roof. Some other states, though, particularly notable locations such as Ann Arbor, Michigan, have put something much more stringent in their ordinance, and that, again, deals with the definition of family, where they're saying that, wait a minute, just because you live under the same roof doesn't mean you're a family, all right? You actually have to have some relationship of a physical, a blood relationship, mm-hmm. if you will, because just living together is not the kind of historical reference that, in the state of Michigan at least, constitutes a family. Now, once again, that is the state of Michigan. That is not Texas. So we may be taking a look, though, to see just how enforceable would something like that be here in College Station.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is you can put all the guidelines together that you want to. It's a matter of how much energy in enforcement of that policy is the city ready to expend.
Correct.
So any more thoughts as far as that's concerned? Because again, I use it for all sorts of things. Narc out your neighbor. I mean, I'm not exactly sure I'm comfortable with this. I usually can form an opinion on something. I got a real problem being able to form an opinion on this.
Well, we've got that C-Click-Fix site on our website, and that does include violations, anything from garbage cans being left out, cars parked on the wrong side of the street, which is a real issue in some of our neighborhoods. It would certainly apply here. But one of the things we are going to look at in this year's budget, which we're working on right now, and come August 18th, 19th, and 20th, we'll be spending those 3 days all day going through the budget, and we will be increasing the code enforcement officers that we had to cut back on when the economic times weren't so good here in the previous 4 years.
As one member of council, would you be in favor of Mary Smith calls and says, I live at 123 Green Street, and across the street it appears to be more than four people who are living there?
Well, I think that's going to happen. Unfortunately, I know there's always the angst about, am I ratting out on my neighbor, mm-hmm. kind of thing, and I have to live with my neighbor afterwards, or at least the person who owns the property.
Right.
And that's probably going to be something that folks are going to have to decide for themselves. Do I want to be in that situation? Is the situation across the street from me, next door to me, down the street, wherever it might be, is it such that I can't live with it, that I think it's inappropriate for my neighborhood? And if it is, then what's the correct thing to do as a citizen in that neighborhood.
Sure. Carl Mooney joining us from College Station City Council. As you say, you're about to start putting together your budget and focusing on that. What do you hear as far as tax revenue is concerned? What does that look like?
Well, tax revenue, particularly sales tax revenue, is up about 11%. That's really good for us. Hotel occupancy tax is up, which doesn't go into the general fund because it can't be used for any of those purposes. But that does enable us to utilize some of those funds for other things that we might otherwise have to use general tax fund revenue for.
Would we see for the first time an adjustment in the effective tax rate?
You know, I think one of the things to get us back to some of the things like we just talked about, code enforcement, we're probably going to try to keep the tax rate as close as we can to what it currently is. Property values have gone up a little bit. That means folks might see their taxes go up as well a little bit. But again, rather than jumping that tax rate up to a higher amount, I'd be in favor of keeping it where it is so that we can get back to doing the things, again, like code enforcement and some of the other issues. Our city's growing. We know that. We hit 100,000, right? Police. We're going to have to do something about police. If you've gone into our police headquarters lately, you know how tight a fit it now is. We're going to have to take a look at how do we make our police department even more effective than it currently is. And part of that is by providing them more space.
So, is it better to, let's talk about, we'll stop right there, because certainly there has been in previous city councils the thought of building a new city center, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, again, as one member of council, in favor of trying to do that, or rather spread out and maybe put satellite police stations around the city, as an example?
As far as the police department itself is concerned, I've had this conversation with Chief Capps in his role as chief. And as we grow, I think it's going to be inevitable that we will need to do something more. We're already doing that in Northgate with the help of St. Mary's Catholic Church. We've got a substation there, about 2,200 square feet is what we're looking at right now. And, of course, we're growing towards the south. That is going to bring a whole nother group of issues that we're going to have to be facing. And you can only stretch your folks so thin from one location before your response time increases so that you're not as effective as you otherwise could be.
Sure. Carl Mooney joining us this morning. In September, the city will realize some money because the Chimney Hill will then transfer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pile of money, and again, it is only earmarked for certain things. But
yes.
In Carl Mooney's world, what are the things that are important?
Well, it is hotel occupancy tax money, as you noted, and we're going to get the lion's share back that was actually paid for that, and over time, because of the developments that we'll see with that property at Chimney Hill, will actually recoup almost all of that money, which is a good thing. But there are things that we need to do. We've seen, for example, this year alone, how when we use hotel occupancy tax money and we create a strategy for that use, which is something that I'm in favor of, because we're looking at about $7.2 million, right? Now, are we going to dump that all into one thing, or are we going to spread it out? What's our vision? Right, for hotel occupancy tax funds. But by doing that, we need to take a look at what has been successful here. We have two new synthetic fields with lighting and everything else so that actually you could televise the games on those fields. Because of that, we've been able to get Premier, which is a statewide football tournament, and then right after that, we got 7-on-7 back. That's a huge bonus for us. So the money that we've spent on those fields will be repaid over time. And synthetic fields, of course, require less maintenance than grass. They can be used much longer than grass. So something along those lines, maybe another sports venue or an all-purpose venue out there at Veterans Park, something that we could use year-round rather than just being focused on one particular event or something like that.
Sure.
I think, putting the money where it will get the best bang for our buck is what we've really got to be concerned about.
Okay, very good. What's on your radar screen?
Well, you know, Scott, I'm here and ready to drive to Groveton today. You know, our student athletes from A&M have given us a lot of things to cheer about. And Rodney Thomas, who passed away this week at the age of 41, leaving behind a son, stepson, and a wife, that's a tough deal. But, you know, our athletes, like I said, gave us a lot to cheer about. So today at 11 o'clock, if folks have it, a moment, perhaps just share a thought and a prayer for Rodney's family.
Yeah, he was a good one, that's for sure. Thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome.
You bet. Carl Mooney here from the College Station City Council. What else?
Well, we do have a Council 101 orientation session scheduled for next Tuesday. We have three places that are up for election in November, mm-hmm. places 1, 3, and 5. And so if you have any interest or curiosity about running for City Council, this is a session to attend. Again, it's Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the City Council chamber.
How long does that last?
Well, as long as the questions are there.
Can you opt out like 10 minutes in going, why the hell would I want to be doing this?
Oh, yeah, you sure can. you can walk out of there with a packet and not do a darn thing after that. Yeah. So it doesn't obligate you to
Is that what happened? Did you go to one of those, or did you walk into this blind going, God, if I'd known I had to do all this stuff, I'd have never done that?
Yeah, I actually did go to one of those. And, Scott, just since we're talking about that, I am going to run again.
Okay.
I'm one of the three, okay. Blanche Brick. And Julie Schultz.
Are you announcing for them, too, or just for yourself?
No, just for myself.
Okay, all right. Well, just I thought I'd ask. You
know. I'm not going to speak for either one of those. Okay. I know better.
Okay, very good. Thanks. All right, anything else?
No, sir. That's it. But any curiosities about events, programs, and other things, go to the website, cstx.gov.
There you go. Visit with the folks from City of College Station on Fridays. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Stocks may start out quietly. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We may not see a lot of early movement on Wall Street. The futures are just modestly higher. The quarterly expirations of options and futures, known as quadruple witching, could cause some volatility during the Friday session. Darden Restaurants posted weaker quarterly results. The numbers from the parent of Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Longhorn fell short of forecasts. Quarterly numbers from the used car dealership chain CarMax beat Wall Street expectations. The votes of small business owners are up for grabs in the midterm elections and beyond. A survey by the National Small Business Administration finds members are frustrated with partisan bickering among elected officials. More than 80% of owners say they don't vote a straight party ticket. Nearly 80% say economic and fiscal issues determine how they vote. As for party affiliation, NSBA members are divided roughly in thirds. A slight edge goes to the Republicans. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you, you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout.
Hallelujah.
Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Foodway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sell price $67,995. Keystone, number 2743, sell price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down, plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Today, why the experts agree. If you need to buy a new flat-screen television right now, you should go cheap. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary.
It's not often that in the world of consumer tech, the experts can agree on anything. But if you absolutely need to buy a new flat-screen TV right now, most observers are advising to go cheap. Whether we like it or not, America's in another television transition period. We're moving from HD TV to the new Ultra HD 4K screens. There's no way that I can adequately describe the dramatic picture improvement. Just understand, it's a whole new level in video realism. The problem is that Ultra HD screens are very expensive right now, and there's hardly any 4K programming. That's going to change over the next few years. So if you're being forced this weekend into buying a new screen, don't splurge, go cheap, because the standard HD screen of today will be yesterday's news. Read more and get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A woman whose car was blocked in by a minivan called police when she realized the driver was exposed and touching himself. The incident occurred around 7 Wednesday morning northeast of the Boonville Cemetery on Western Street. The suspect immediately drove away, but about an hour later, a female jogger reported that she was being followed by someone who exposed himself to her. Police released the suspect description at that point. Just before 8 that evening, a homeowner on Esquire Court north of Austin's Colony told police they saw the suspect sitting in their backyard. The homeowner asked him a few questions, but the suspect walked off into the woods. A short time later, and a block away, the suspect knocked on the back door of a university police officer asking for help with his car. The officer recognized the suspect from the description and directed him to the front door while he called Bryan Dispatch. Calvin Coffer, a 23-year-old College Station man, was arrested for trespassing and subsequently charged with one count each of indecent exposure and driving with an invalid license. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the information from the jogger was insufficient to secure a second indecent exposure charge. While the U.S. soccer team is representing the nation in Brazil, a local flag football team, the Goose Bombers, represented the state of Texas in the 2014 Special Olympics in New Jersey. Candy 95 Morning Show host Katie Dempsey has been a unified partner with the team for 3 years.
In Special Olympics, there's two divisions. There's traditional, which is a team that's comprised of just athletes with disabilities, and then you can play with unified partners, which is what I am, and so it ups the level of play for the athletes who, you know, can play a real game with limited rule changes and regulations. And so we have a team made up of 5 athletes and 5 unified partners.
A common first question, what's a Goose Bomber?
Yeah, we went in as the Aggie Bombers because we are, you know, the College Station team. And we ended up drafting, if you will, 2 players from Goose Creek. And so before our first game, we just decided we'd combine names and we became the Goose Bombers because Aggie Creek or Bombers Creek sounded a little dicey.
The team secured the silver medal after losing in the final medal round. Two people from two different fitness facilities told police they were victims of fraud after their lockers were broken into. College Station police say missing items from the lockers included credit cards, which were used a short time later. Police have released security camera stills of the person they suspect is responsible for both cases. Those can be seen along with the description at WTAW.com. They ask anyone with information to call the department at 764-3600 or Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. The College Station Fire Marshal's Office says the fire that shut down Lippman Music and Jen's Asian Cafe Wednesday afternoon was started by an electrical short from a fluorescent lighting ballast in a canopy in front of one of the stores. A new study shows Texas nursing homes are among the worst in the country.
The study by AARP claims homes here rank 49th in the nation in quality of care. It says homes in Texas have a relatively high rate of residents with bed sores, of patients needlessly medicated with antipsychotic drugs, and a high rate of staff turnover. Trey Byrne is with AARP Texas.
This isn't a problem that's happening to somebody else. This is a problem that's eventually going to happen to all of us if we don't.
It sounds like our audio is having a little trouble there. We'll move on to the next story and get that covered later. Texas officials planning to spend an additional $1.3 million a week on border security won't say exactly what the money will be used for. A Department of Public Safety spokesman says details of ramped up patrols along the Mexican border for the rest of the year are being withheld because of operational security and law enforcement safety. Driving 85 miles an hour wasn't enough to save the State Highway 130 toll road. Moody says the State Highway 130 concessions company, which operates the southern half of the toll road, is dangerously close to defaulting on its billion-dollar-plus debt. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall says this business model was never viable to begin with.
This is a bankrupt toll road, and what we really need to be watching for next is to ensure that the state or that the federal government does not bail out this toll road. It needs to fail.
Hall says this is a huge blow to Bexar County officials who want to slap tolls on 281, 1604, and I-10. She says this makes it a lot less likely that any company will agree to build toll roads. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Make it about 8:36. The Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today. Ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to make sure that your family stays comfortable all year long. You can give them a call at 690-2278. Let's do some numbers here.
We have some leftover cloudiness over the state this morning from shower and thunderstorm activity that was well out to our west. For today, we're partly sunny and we're warm. Temperatures will make their way up probably to about 90 to 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 75 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partly sunny Sunday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Coach Purses, you know them, huh?
Oh, yeah.
See, you wouldn't want to be you. The company is that makes upscale stuff like that, handbags and everything, yesterday announced they are closing 70% of their stores in North America.
Whew.
70%. The company, which competes with Kate Spade and Michael Kors, has expanded to sell shoes and clothes, and analysts say it appears they overestimated their popularity. Coach stock fell 10% yesterday. The good news is, Coach said yesterday, they'll start holding sales twice a year to win back customers. As of last year, Coach had 351 stores and 193 factory outlets in North America, where it gets about 70% of its revenue. So let's see, the factory outlet on 290, I think, has a factory store. They're pricey stuff. I'll just make an observation.
Oh, this is $300 or $400 purse.
Yeah,
no. What?
No, they're not pricey.
They're not.
No,
pricey.
I wouldn't spend money on them. But I know what could be spent on purses, and those are they're not bargain basement.
Right.
But
okay, I understand what you're saying.
They're cheap in the world of purses.
Yeah, I understand. That's, you know, it's interesting because I think I think we were in the outlet store. I'm not sure. It may have been in one of their regular stores. Hey, well, we were. We were in one of their regular stores in the Galleria. And just based on the profile of the people that were in there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just really?
Well, no, Scott.
Okay.
Do tell.
I mean, there's some people who can spend $500 on that bag, and there's some people who shouldn't spend $500 on that bag. Okay,
that's a fair statement.
Seem to be more of those second people than the first, anyway. Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, honoring Saturday Night Live, because they get their 40th anniversary coming up, by adding two new flavors of ice cream on their list.
If it involves Bassomatic, I'm out.
No, it's Gilly's Catastrophic Crunch, okay, in honor of Christine Wiggs' character.
Yeah.
And Lazy Sunday, a tribute to the skit of the same name with Chris Parnell and Andy Samberg. Gilly's will be a combination of chocolate and sweet cream ice creams with caramel clusters, fudge-covered almonds, and marshmallow swirl.
Good Lord.
My thought is there won't be a diet version of that.
Nah.
And Lazy Sunday will be vanilla cake batter ice cream with chocolate and yellow cupcake pieces and chocolate frosting swirl. Good gravy, Marie. You have to do that?
That's nuts.
No, there aren't any nuts in that one. Why can't you just, you know?
Touche.
A little vanilla bean, you know? I mean, that's pretty
easy,
isn't
it? Yeah, but, you know, you don't compete against Bluebell with that. Just don't. That's dumb. That's the best ice cream ever.
So here we go. In Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada, a raccoon became trapped at the top of a transformer pole with an empty jar of peanut butter stuck on its head. My thought is probably the jar wasn't up there. The raccoon may have climbed up there. And, you know, when I saw that, that may be unusual, but if you think about it, if a child's head were about the same size, that would happen all the time with humans, wouldn't it? It's just a kid looks at that and knows there's no way he could get his head inside a peanut butter jar. Just saying. What happened? All right, a police officer in Pennsylvania discovered a structure fire shortly after midnight, called in firefighters. The blaze, which destroyed the unoccupied mobile home, looks suspicious, so investigators did something that seems to have become a standard crime technique now. They checked social media for evidence.
Jeez.
Sure enough, police say they found a video posted on Facebook showing two brothers inside the mobile home, one of them lighting the fire. That's Norman Einstein and his brother there. Within hours, the two men were in custody, charged with arson, because one of them had posted the video on his own Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's fine.
Old Norman and Frank Einstein.
That's it.
Good night.
Attention fans of the 2011 Hugh Jackman movie Real Steel. If you saw that, your dream is about to come true. In 2020, Tokyo will host the 32nd Summer Olympics and perhaps the world's first robot Olympics. If the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, or Brown, gets his way, the Prime Minister says in 2020 his country would like to gather all the world's robots and aim to hold an Olympics where they compete in technical skills.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it would be, but I mean, some robots do fine motor skill stuff and some do kind of major stuff. So, you know, picking up a door panel, is that better than being able to thread a needle?
Scott.
What?
You're already telling me the robot Olympics are unfair. Some robots are just built better than others.
Yeah, but here's the nice thing about it is there won't be any protest on the metal stand, right? Because you can just pull a plug on them. Yes, sir. Lawmakers in the state of New York, lawmakers in the state of New York have adopted legislation to outlaw the tattooing and piercing of pets. Once again,
pet piercing?
Yeah, once again, they don't do it unless they need to. So obviously there is some call for making it against the law to do a piercing on your animal or a tattoo. Just saying. 842.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss that grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. If you're looking for a new truck, check out the full-size power and standout design of Nissan Titan. Right now at Douglas Nissan, get $6,500 off MSRP on any new in-stock 2014 Titan SV with value truck package. Come check us out and drive away happy in your brand new Titan at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $2,500 Nissan customer cash, $1,350 customer bonus cash, and $2,650 Douglas Nissan discount. 13 to choose from, model number 36314.
Good morning, 845, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hang on just a second. I just got this across my timeline. Some guy landed in a parking lot in a red, it looks like a Cessna, in Houston, Northwest Houston.
Really?
Pinmont and 290. Set it down in a parking lot, broke one of the gear off, but everybody's fine.
It's a Pinemont.
Pinemont, sorry.
Right, that's all right. And 290? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, there is right there by Cyfair High School, there is an airstrip right there. You know, which is maybe where he was trying to get to.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I'll do a little farther digging. It's just I saw the picture and you're going, that doesn't belong there.
Woman in Crowley who didn't want six children to ride inside her car with their wet bathing suits. I mean, it's Texas after all. They've been out swimming. Could have wrapped their towels around them. Anyway, she didn't want them in her car. She's facing charges of intoxication assault after four of them were injured. According to the Crowley police, 39-year-old Keisha Young asked the kids between the ages of 8 and 14 to ride on the trunk and the hood of her Chevy Malibu for the one-minute journey home after a play date at the Creekside Community Pool. Witnesses who saw the unusual sight said that the children were flung from the car at a tight corner. And Ms. Young kept driving, apparently unaware that her passengers had come off the vehicle. She's a mama to some of the children. Was arrested on suspicion of intoxication, a third-degree felony. Additional charges are expected to be sought against Ms. Young and the 31-year-old mother of the other children involved, who was a passenger. Really? So they're having a discussion as they're going to the pool. Let's go ahead and put the kids on the trunk and the hood so they don't get in the car. Hello?
Yes, that airport off of 290 is Weiser Airport.
Weiser Airport. That's it. Thank you. I appreciate that. There you go. All right. So the mamas decide we're going to keep the youngins outside the car. And again, I mean, unless you've got crushed velour interiors with diamonds embedded in them, why can't the kids sit in there? If it's a one-minute ride, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no question.
Anybody can be a parent. Just saying. All right, so, Kevin, you don't have to listen now. This has to do with condiments, but if you want to listen, it's fine. If you'd rather not put cold ketchup on your hot dog.
I like ketchup.
Oh, okay. Or on your French fries. Go ahead and keep the bottle on the shelf out of the refrigerator.
I do.
Ketchup will be fine in the cabinet or pantry for about a month after it's been opened. Same goes for mustard and barbecue sauce.
See, I believe it. I just like cold condiments.
I understand. Nothing like some cold relish on the back of your neck on a hot day. For jars that won't be used for up to a month, you're better off keeping them in the fridge. Once you open the jar of salsa, you should really use that up within a week. Uh-huh. Ought to use it up in one sitting if at all possible. Just saying.
I didn't realize fancy ketchup just meant it was smooth.
Oh, I didn't know. What, as opposed to chunky ketchup?
Yeah, no, because really? I mean, when people would make homemade ketchup, it had some lumps in it, so it's just a finer...
Oh.
A finer grained product.
A tighter puree, as it were.
Yeah.
I've never had it's lumpy ketchup.
It's called salsa. That's
what
I'm saying.
That's it. Yeah. It's got onions and other stuff in it. Lumpy ketchup, huh?
All right. Actually, it's finer ketchups are not fancier, but finer ketchups are starting to be, you know, just a little more closer to home. Yeah.
Now, here's a story, obviously, that comes from Yankees. Okay. Question is, does driving next to a truck make you nervous? Well, if it does, you better, by God, stay off the road. That's all I'm saying. Now, what they're talking about is big trucks.
Big trucks.
I think if you find yourself uncomfortable about that. Alan Boyd, a truck driver for Walmart Transportation and a member of America's Road Team for Safety, has some advice. If you're driving next to a truck, check the driver's side view mirror. If you can't see his face, then he probably can't see your car. And you see that on the back of some trucks. If you can't see my mirrors, and I can't see you. And that's if you're behind a truck, make sure that you can see both the truck side mirrors. And if you can't, you're too close, so you slow down a little bit. If you're fixing to pass a truck, see, this is written by a Yankee to sound like they're from around here, because people like in Yankees, they don't say we're fixing to do anything.
Fixing
to? Yeah. If you're fixing to pass a truck on the highway, give yourself and the truck plenty of room. You don't want to get back up into the truck's middle lane, back up into the truck's lane too fast. Once again, make sure you can see them in your rearview mirror, but that's always true. It doesn't matter what it is. It's risky passing a truck on the right because the driver's blind spot is a lot bigger on that side. So think about that, too. A lot of men carry their wallets in their back pocket. That's a terrible place for it. 8 out of 10 people suffer from back pain at some point, and a lot of it is caused by, for instance, your wallet. If you carry your wallet in your back pocket, the problem is when you sit on your wallet, you put pressure on the nerves and the back muscles, okay? And over time, that will cause a problem. If you watch TV in bed, you're laying down, you lift your head to watch, it puts stress on your neck and your shoulders. Quit doing that. Push, don't pull heavy objects. That gives more of your leg muscles to do the work. And cross your legs. Your body is meant to move, so occasionally shifting a position while you're sitting is always a good idea. Crossing your legs actually works your back and hip muscles and helps them remain strong. How you like that? That's why you listen, so you can find out stuff like that.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack. Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See him at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW about 7 minutes till. Go ahead.
Oh no, I missed out on the wallet talk.
It does is it presses up against.
I know. Yeah. I changed that a few years ago, courtesy of the KAMU auction. I bid on something called the Rogue Wallet, which fits in your front pocket. It's shaped like your front pocket.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know if I can directly attribute it to decreased back pain, but. For a while when I did have the back pocket wallet, I took it out, set it in between my legs whenever I was driving, and it's nice.
There you go.
Zero back problems.
Calf roper has a piece of rope woven into his or her belt. What's it called? 695-1620. 695-1620. Got a prize for you. Just letting you know, okay? Calf roper has a piece of rope woven into his or her belt. What's it called? 695-1620. So, we were talking about that, and, you know, we may throw something else in just because it's Friday. Haven't given anything. Hear about the electric Harley Davidson?
You better stop.
Nobody heard it. It just whizzed on by.
You did, yeah. I know. I'm just saying. It's just one of these days. So somewhere in the back of your mind, you probably remember your English teacher, or maybe a couple of them, telling you that ending a sentence with preposition is not good English. But it used to be. People have been ending sentences with prepositions in the English for hundreds of years. People like Shakespeare and writers of the King James Version of the Bible among them. But in the late 17th century, the rule showed up, created by people with a strict background in Latin. They decided that since it was improper in Latin, it should be improper in the construction of an English language as well. So, there you go. Hey there, what's the name of that thing?
That's called a calf rope and belt. Don't you know anything?
What's that thing called?
A pig and string.
No, that's not what I got. What do you say?
A hooey.
A hooey. No, it's not a hooey. Thanks. Well, I got three answers, and none of them were the one I got. So we'll see. 695-1620. 695-1620.
That's what I'd always... Pig and string is what I heard.
A pig and string?
Pig and string.
Oh. Well, let's see. I ain't got that. Nope. It's not what it says. 695-1620. We'll see. Hey, what's the answer?
Is there a rope belt?
No, that's not it. Thank you. See, that's the second one on here. Well, so are we doing stupid trivia? We'll give it about two more minutes, and I'll give you the answer I got, and then you can tell me I'm wrong. How's that? Congratulations. Science has figured out that today's teenagers like to text. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. It's all the rage. Actually, it is by far the most popular form of social media among teenagers. Over 87% of high school seniors say they texted every day. Beating out even Facebook, said they did not. What's your answer?
How about a tie-down?
No, that's not it, thanks. Ah, what's the answer?
A latigo.
No, that's not it, thanks. It's not what I have. I'll put it that way. Could be all of those things.
This is the worst trivia question ever.
No, it's not. I've had worse. No, I personally had worse. I personally have had worse. All right, well, maybe we should just throw that one out. Let's see.
What do I call the Brandon?
That thingamajigger.
The answer
that
I have
with.
Here. The answer I have here is jerk line. So
oh, first person to call him with jerk line.
Yeah. When they call to talk to me, that's what.
Hey, call the jerk line.
It's the jerk line.
All right, we got that going on. Perfect. 92% of teens say they didn't even use LinkedIn. Well, of course not. That's for business people, isn't it? Isn't that purpose of that?
Well, yeah.
That's what they tell you. Yeah. If you like Sharknado, a good chance you'll like Z Nation. That's the movie that's being made right now. It'll be on Sci-Fi. It'll be about zombies. I guess you can figure that out. Deadline reports that the made-for-TV movie will be about the struggle to save humanity after the zombie apocalypse. Looking forward to that.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Say no to POTS!
POTS, or plain old telephone service, is a technical term for phone service provided by a long-distance carrier. VoIPDoneRight.com, powered by Downtown IT, is the local Aggie-engineered solution for your business phone system. No long-distance charges, no expensive equipment to purchase, just reliable phone service that saves you money. Please call us for a free consultation at your business at 979-820-VOIP. VoIPDoneRight.com. Say no to POTS.
The legal process can be overwhelming at times, and when you're looking for help, just remember one thing, one call, that's all. You'll reach the experienced trial lawyers of the Payne Law Group. We've been practicing law in the Brazos Valley for over 60 years. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, and we can help you through the court system. For personal injuries, big or small, just remember, one call, that's all. The Payne Law Group is here to help you.
Call toll-free 855-TXONECALL.
Here's Talk 1620 WTAW. We're trying to give away rodeo tickets. That's okay. We'll do it next week. Okay, it's for the rodeos coming. PRCA rodeos coming up. All right, on this date in history, Congress adopted the Great Seal of the United States in 1782. Alexander Graham Bell opened his first commercial phone service. It was in Canada. Lizzie Borden was, in fact, acquitted. See, we know, you know, gave the 40 wax and all that stuff, but she got off. Didn't know that. Muhammad Ali convicted in Houston for violating the selective service, and that's right, Jaws opened in theaters in 1975. Huh? Remember that?
Scared near the water. Me to death.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary movie. Yeah. All right, we're back on Monday. Have yourself a weekend. WTAW, College Station Bryan at 9 o'clock.